comforting thought, isn't it?
Yeah. So the angels are rejoicing at our joy, at the joy of someone being saved. In chapter 8, I like those. I like the chart.
The chart? Yeah.
Yeah, that chart was, you know, I mean, because, you know, this world, we long in our hearts for Eden. We're nostalgic for it. Just like in this life, as you get older, you're nostalgic for days gone by, you know, and the days that have gone by seem better as the years go by than maybe they really were.
Yeah.
That's because of a poor memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of poor memories, since you guys discussed it, it's still fresh in your mind. You'll be gone by the time you do this place. Lloyd, your group, what did you guys, or Marie, what did you guys talk about? Did you forget it, Lloyd, already?
Yeah.
You did?
Already? Much better memory when you are in heaven.
For some reason, I have not.
Louder.
For some reason, I cannot retain these two chapters. I have studied them twice already. And some people haven't even read all of chapter 8 yet. And yet I ran through both of them, and I can't seem to.
What did you discuss in your group, then?
Well, Marie was talking about.
Because I wasn't going to talk.
That's your name, Lloyd, by the way, just so you know.
I don't know. I forgot my name.
Name tag. Yeah.
Just that these people, I mean, I think, I felt like there was a comforting, it's a comforting thought to know that if you die before God is finished, that you're not just, you know, waiting around. You are doing things. You're in his presence. You're talking to him. You can ask him questions. You can pray for what's going on in the world because you don't know. You're not God. So I just found comfort in reading scripture that backed up that's going to happen. And I just found a lot of rest in that thought process. And I kept thinking the one thing, they're asking, you know, when, and he's saying, no, not yet. It just reminds me of kids.
Yeah.
You're kids, you know, and yes, you have a sense of time, and there is a sense of time, and kids don't have a real sense of time, so
correct.
It did make me wonder if, you know, you have people that were asking him every once in a while, is it time yet? Is it yet? You know, can it happen now? I just found a lot of real comfort. And then in chapter 8, we didn't talk much about that, but again, he's talking about heaven, you know, being the new earth, the real place. And the longing for Eden, that made sense to me. But why would he destroy everything that he made beautiful as opposed to restoring it to its, you know, to what it was originally supposed
right.
to be?
Right.
I mean, it makes more sense to it be restored. This is what we're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm. And, this last group, real quickly, with you guys. Debbie, since I know you were confused a little bit. So I got her Wednesday, Franco test. I put her to the rack on Wednesday. And I loved, Frank loved every minute of it. He was grinning ear to ear.
Like, wow.
Concept of the evil that came from the knowledge of good and evil. But when you get to the future, he has that remembrance of what happened in the present right now and the fallen state that we got to because of that. So it's kind of interesting to see that when we're made new in that righteousness, in that righteous state in the future, we'll be there with that knowledge of what the difference is. It's kind of, I mean, that was kind of poetic. And all the things that we see God in now on the earth will be in the new earth as well. It's not going to be a total foreign or sterile place when we get there. It's going to be a place that we recognize from here. The good things that we know here are still going to be there. It's still going to be familiar and comfortable, not a hospital room that you don't know what anything is. So.
Yeah, it won't be anything like that. And the idea of a stadium, he talked about Hebrews, surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, the picture or image of a stadium, and that they're watching, and they're seeing what's going on, is the idea here. What does that do for you in terms of how you are living your life? An idea, in one sense, of what are they able to see?
Everything.
If it's, I don't know. What, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how does that, is it a motivation for you for a holy lifestyle? You know? So, let me pray. We're almost 25 after. Lord, thank you for this time. Continue to prepare our hearts to worship. We'll learn more about what you planned for the end. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Next two chapters, okay? Come prepared and we'll discuss.